This is a student forum of the Webster Groves High School newspaper, The Echo. Views expressed in this publication are not necessarily of Webster Groves High School, WGSD administration, or the Webster community, but of the student, staff, or citizen that is interviewed.
Now here's news and opinion editor Elise Keller on Taylor Swift's sexual assault.
Pop singer Taylor Swift recently won a lawsuit involving David Mueller and a photo op group. Swift won a symbolic $1 as a result of the case and gave the message she wanted to help other sexual assault victims. Her stance on the lawsuit was to give hope to other victims and spread awareness. I will be making donations in the near future to multiple organizations that help sexual assault victims defend themselves, Swift said. Victims of sexual assault or harassment at Webster Groves High School have resources available in the school. In 2013, Swift and Mueller met at a meet-and-greet where Mueller allegedly groped her backside beneath her skirt. Mueller was then fired from his radio show host job at Denver's KYGO-FM because of the incident. He sued Swift for $3 million, saying it was her fault that he lost his job. Then, in 2015, Swift countersued for a mere $1 for sexual assault and battery. Students going through similar situations of sexual harassment and assault are encouraged to talk with someone in the counseling department.
They usually don't even want to report it because they don't want their parents to know that, like, they got drunk or something like that, you know? But then this thing is just bothering them so much that it's overpowering everything. They are just traumatized.
Ken Winningham, counselor, said.
They are the ones who call their parents. But at first, they think they don't want anybody to know, you know? But I can tell you that if you just let this sit, you don't just recover from it overnight. It will just eat a person up. A lot of times they want to tell somebody. They're just scared of their parents. Oh, I wasn't supposed to have a car, or I told my parents I was going to hang out with so-and-so, I hung out with so-and-so. They don't want to be caught in a lie or caught drinking, something that would be gone for a week, but yet this is a trauma that could affect them for the rest of their lives.
There are other resources available when a student needs more than someone to talk to.
And so let's say a kid came to me and said she was being harassed by, or he was being harassed by another student. We would immediately go to an administrator. We would contact parents. We actually have a group called Safe Connections for that.
Safe Connections is an organization that works to promote healthy relationships and end sexual violence. They offer counseling, education, and a crisis helpline, all free of charge.
We would make sure that both the kid is okay and also that all harassment, especially if it's here, stops. So that's why the administrators would be involved. Sexual assault is different. Sexual assault, we might have to wind up taking a student to the hospital. Police might be involved. We have a hotline number. There's child services, and there's also behavioral health response, and they help teenagers at the state grant who are going through crisis, you know. But if the sexual assault has been done, we're going to have to go one step, you know, further, especially if it's, you know, rape or something like that. There has to be medical and legal authorities involved.
The procedures with sexual assault are more serious and have to be handled by higher authorities because there can be legal issues.
We do have a lot of resources. Not all of them are here. Once you get to sexual assault, you're kind of going beyond what they can do here as a school counselor. We're actually going to be referring you out into community for outside resources.
Winningham said, students who come to a counselor with reports of sexual assault will be encouraged to talk to police.
Officer Baker is actually very good at it. Let's say it was a girl and she didn't feel comfortable with Officer Baker, we can actually call a female police officer in, a social worker, that kind of thing. We have Mrs. Gibbs upstairs in office 210. She's a social worker, and she can also direct the family to counseling, to medical help if somebody's been raped or assaulted.
The crisis helpline is 314-531-2003.
This has been another publication of The Echo. Thank you for tuning in. To find out more information about The Echo, search wgecho.com for our website. Views expressed in this publication are not necessarily of Webster Groves High School, WGSD administration, or the Webster community, but of the student, staff, or citizen that is interviewed. Join us for another Echo podcast next week.